I've been living in Nashville for 13 years. It is very hot, very humid, and I can't wait to get out to the East Coast to cool off a little bit.
I guess I should tell you that it's been 30 degrees for the last couple of days here, so I don't know if we get that to cool off much.
Yeah, that sounds like air conditioning compared to here, so that'll be a welcome change. The East Coast has always been awesome to us, so anytime we get back out there, there's definitely a lot of fresh energy.
Well, this time you're riding a brand new album there, the Deluxe Edition. It's going quite well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going really, really well, and, you know, we never really done a deluxe record before, but the Do This Life collaboration kind of forced that, because we'd already recorded it without Allison, and then when we did the duet with her, we're like, well, that deserves to be on its own album. So that's how we came up with the deluxe record.
And congratulations on the CCMA nod.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure, always cool. We've been going to the CCMAs now for a long, I think this will be my 16th year. But never had a nomination in this category before for collaboration of the year. And it's pretty cool because I proposed to my wife with an Alison Krauss song. It's over 20 years ago, and of course she said yes. That's how she became my wife. But years later, Alison Krauss hears Do This Life, and her team reaches out to me and asks if I would be willing to sing a duet with her, and I said yes. So it's a tale of two yeses, but it's a pretty wild full circle moment. Country music is one big happy family, so anytime I get invited to sing with somebody else, it's a pleasure.
What about writing? Do you often sit down on your own, or is it always in a group?
I usually write in a group. I've got my buddies. I started coming down here 23 years ago, I guess, to Nashville. And then I got really serious about writing songs here about 16 years ago. And made the move and just write. I usually write 3 or 4 times a week, and I'm usually writing with 2 other people, sometimes 3 other people. And in the last few years, it's been really exciting. I write way too many songs for High Valley alone. So thankfully, you guys have played, you know, a ton of my songs by other artists. And that's always cool to get in the car and just hear different stuff that I've got on my laptop with my voice on it. But now I'm hearing, you know, Jade Eagleson or the Reclaws or
that's awesome.
The Glory Boys or somebody sing it. Yeah, I definitely can't grow the mullet or wear the cowboy hat like Jade can. So there's always a different flavor. Or, you know, the Reclaws, obviously, with that brother-sister harmony. It's really cool anytime I hear them.
Well, speaking of that sibling harmony, the conversation today was about how your brother, no longer in the band, a new lineup. How does that feel?
Well, I mean, he's doing great. Him and his wife are running a camp, a Bible camp up in northern Alberta, and we get to talk to them all the time and go up and see him at Christmas. You're talking about Curtis, I assume, who was in the band most recently. My brother Brian was in the band with me before Curtis. And then way early on, our family's first album was my 3 sisters and myself. There's been a lot of iterations of Rempel Family over the years, but the really cool thing is the guys you see on stage, Jardis, Andrew, Raymond, these are guys that we met, I guess, when I was 12 years old, and they were like 6 and 9 and 10 years old. So we've been going to the same music festival since we were preteens, playing in different family bands, and it's been cool. You know, we've known each other for 20 years, and we're still on the road together. No more Rempel brothers. I always say if any other Rempels leave the band, I'll be out of a job.
I was talking with somebody that had just moved to the East Coast from Ontario, and he was mentioning about the upcoming concert. He said, oh, I heard High Valley's coming. And he said, if I had to choose between Luke Bryan and High Valley, I'd be going to the High Valley show. He said they are just fantastic to see on stage. So I really can't wait to catch it. It's going to be great.
You know, we grew up on that bluegrass stuff, and I know out there you guys have kind of the Acadian style of music, and I think they're very, very, very close relatives of each other. And there's something every time we get out there with our mandolins and our banjos, it's like the crowd just eats it up out there almost more. I'd say other than the UK, the East Coast of Canada is about as hot for that kind of music as anywhere on earth. I'm not exaggerating it, that we love coming out there. As a matter of fact, you know, one of our biggest hits, Make You Mine, was inspired by, back in the day, we never had TV. When we finally got it, we only had CBC. And, you know, we pretty much watched Hockey Night in Canada and a show called Road to Avonlea.
Yes.
And I know that's based off of Prince Edward Island, but either way, I was playing my co-writers in Nashville a scene, a barn dance from Road to Avonlea, where Felicity King and Gus Pike are dancing. And I said, you know, this kind of family-friendly, kind of hoedown, kind of bluegrass moment, if we created that today, what would that sound like? And we went ahead and wrote Make You Mine. So
wow.
There's definitely some East Coast inspiration in one of our biggest songs we've ever had.
Now, I have to ask you, are we going to hear anything brand new that's rolled out in Bridgewater?
Yeah, we're always working on brand new stuff. We actually have a part of our show where we even play some of my songs by other artists as well. So we'll try that out. We've got a little bluegrass breakdown moment, which we tried the other day at the Calgary Stampede, and they set off $1 million worth of fireworks every night at the grandstand, and we were only, you know, a quarter mile from the grandstand, and wouldn't you know it, when we break down and get all nice and quiet and acoustic and intimate, they light up $1 million worth of fireworks and completely drowned us out for the whole thing. So we'll have to make sure we talk to the Big X and say, don't blow anything up while we're breaking it down.
If anything blows up at the Big X, that's not on purpose, okay? That's a bad thing. And the only thing that could happen, though, is you might get delayed by an ox or a horse pull. Growing up on a farm, did you ever team oxen or horses?
No, you know, we were just grain farmers, so we were all about the tractors and combines. We had a few cows, but our neighbors had, you know, a dairy farm, and our other neighbors had a cattle farm. So we grew up eating organic, even though we never called it that. You know, we got everything from somebody on the same dirt road as us, our milk and our eggs and our meat and our bread and everything. But never had any teams of oxen or horses or any of that action. But I've sure seen that at county fairs. And where I live out here south of Nashville, we've got the Mule Day Parade, and they get these mules hauling logs and all kinds of old school stuff.
Well, Brad, thanks. Are you going to have merchandise with you? Because I know that's a thing a lot of bands don't travel with much anymore.
Yeah, you know, we will. I actually just got records yesterday, vinyl, for the first time ever.
Nice.
And I did a little unboxing video, and there was some fans from your town commenting and asking, please bring them to the Big X. So we'll be bringing them there. And I usually meet the fans after the show to take pictures and sign, you know, whatever, I guess. In this case, the new records or hats or T-shirts or whatever.